I'm speaking with Randy Kratz, CEO of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, USFRA, that is. And Randy, upcoming is yet another in the series of food dialogues that USFRA has become a trademark for this alliance. And tell us about this one, which is going to be held in Toledo, and I believe that water is a subject.
It is, and this one's in cooperation with the Ohio Farm Bureau, which is an important piece of this because it's what we kind of refer to as a regional event. We've now, I think we're to the point that we can say we've done dozens of these, literally, from our food dialogue is really a signature event for us. This one's Tuesday, May 28th, from 9 to 1 in Toledo, and it really is about water. And the issues for water are so regional, whether you're talking about California drought, you're talking about issues in groundwater, surface water, whatever it might be, as you go from east to west across the country, there's so many different issues that food production, agriculture, and even communities get to deal with and are challenged with. And Toledo's no stranger to this, just based on the worldwide attention that was drawn to it around the algae bloom issue that has occurred there and in the past, and really working to take a hard look at how do we balance our need for clean water and our need for abundant food. And, of course, those are two issues that farmers and ranchers could not be more committed to.
So taking part on the panel, you do have quite a few of agricultural representatives. Tell us what those people and what they'll be talking about.
Sure. The two panels themselves are really to talk about the lessons from what was learned in the crisis there in Toledo, and how to talk about that. And really, again, what we try to do at these panels is to have both sides, or really all sides, of a topic covered. Sometimes you need science. Sometimes it takes, to really stir the discussion and have them be valuable. You need people that are on the edge of activism and people that are there from an agricultural and production standpoint. And that's really what's represented across the board here. We have people from the water treatment facility in Toledo. And again, you have people from the Nature Conservancy, Ohio State University. I think the Farm Bureau's done a tremendous job in who they're going to have at the event. And again, lessons from Toledo, and then, of course, balancing the food and water equation, which really that one reaches so broadly across the country. And I think, we're excited. We're live streaming this, so you can go to the Food Dialogues website or you can go to the Ohio Farm Bureau website and be able to stream it live. And I think it's just a very important conversation that undoubtedly thousands of people will be joining digitally.
And what can people do if they want to take part in this if they're not in Toledo?
They can go to fooddialogues.com or, again, the Ohio Farm Bureau website. And you can, not only will it be live streamed live 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., but will also then be available. It will be recorded, and then we'll clip pieces out of it. We go a long way to driving this content out to consumers. USFRA, the Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, is very focused on engaging agriculture and the dialogue that occurs about food production with consumers, with significant decision makers, policy makers, all down the line, and that's what we try to do then once these are completed, is just to make sure that it's highly available for people to see.
All right, thanks a lot. Randy Kratz with the USFRA talking about the upcoming Toledo Food Dialogues that's being held in Toledo in conjunction with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, and that's on Thursday, May 28th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.